The Public Service Commission denied United Water New York's request to increase its revenues $21.3 million, or nearly 29%. United Water, which serves about 74,000 customers in Rockland and Orange counties, had filed nearly 1 year ago the request for a nearly 20% rate hike. That would have amounted to about $12 more per month for the average customer. Instead, the PSC gave United Water the choice of increasing rates by either just more than 13% or close to 10% under 1- and 2-year options. Deb Rizzi is a spokeswoman for United Water New York and describes the increase for the average residential water customer.
Well, United Water selected the two-year option, and essentially that translates into $5.75 a month, an increase in the first year, and $4.75 a month in the second year. And that remains at about a penny a gallon for water tested, treated, and delivered to customers' homes.
The new rates became effective July 1st.
I think we were disappointed, in the rate increase. I think, what we're trying to do as a company is take a longer-term view of water supply and meeting long-term water needs.
She adds,
over the last 8 years, United Water has invested $175 million in infrastructure improvements, and that's all part of some long-term planning to be sure that our customers continue to have safe and reliable water well into the future.
George Petanovic is a founding member of the Rockland Water Coalition.
It's a decision that indicates the Public Service Commission is telling United Water that it needs to do a better job of managing its costs and managing its operations.
He adds,
we think it's too much, to tell you the truth. We were going for a zero increase. The company doesn't deserve it. They've increased their rates over the years. Last year, they doubled the payment to the stockholders. They increased it by twice. They've been doing pretty well and have gotten mostly in the past all the high rate increases that they've asked for.
The PSC also directed United Water to hire a third party to independently review management and operation practices. Again, United Water's Deb Rizzi.
Yeah, we're very confident a third-party review will show that we are operating very efficiently and we're making important decisions that are cost-conscious and make sure that we continue to operate in, again, a manner that provides our customers with reliable service. So we're very confident that the findings of the management review will show that we're operating very efficiently.
She says United Water has 10 months to complete the review by April 2015. Petanovic says he hopes the money from the rate increase goes toward reducing demand for water and conservation measures.
Rockland County has started a task force that is going to be investigating how we can better manage our existing water resources. And United Water is going to have a seat on that task force. It would be good if United Water could use some of its revenues gained from this rate increase to help fund that effort so that we can hire the experts that are needed to find better ways that we can manage our existing water resources in Rockland.
This rate increase decision is separate from United Water's proposed surcharge for cost incurred for a yet-to-be-built water desalination plant in Haverstraw, known as the Haverstraw Water Supply Project. In May, the PSC issued a report finding that while there is still a long-term need, a decision on how to meet it will be pushed back from 2015 to 2020. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.